The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent any guarantee of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of 100.7 WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with over 30 years of experience in retirement planning, the investing markets, investment strategies, and more. Every Sunday morning, he presents this show to help you navigate today's complicated financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand, and he'll answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
And welcome to GPS Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Heard every Sunday morning in Westchester and Hudson Valley, right here on 100.7 WHUD. You're in for a treat today. We have a CFP that works for Mahoney Asset Management, 25 years in the business. His name is Phil. Phil, thank you for joining us here this morning, and we're going to do all about retirement planning. Are you ready, Phil?
Oh, Ken, I'm ready. Retirement is so important to so many people, and they're so concerned.
Yeah, and I guess we all get it. I mean, look, over the years, pensions have disappeared, and you know, they've really made it so it's the employees that have to take care of their own retirement. I think about a time and place where my grandmother worked at Reader's Digest, and they took care of her pension, and no more. So, but first, let's go back a little bit of history with you, Phil. You started some 25 years ago, and you got all your designations, Series 6, Series 7, Series 24, CFP. You're a good study, my friend. But what do we think has changed going back 25 years ago in our industry, the different products and so forth? What do you see from 25 years ago to where we are now?
Well, I can tell you technology has changed. I think when I started in the business, I had a beeper. If I showed that to a young person now, they probably wouldn't know what it is. But
a beeper? I also a surgeon would carry beepers. Okay, so he carried a beeper back then.
I did, and clients would call me. I'd get their number on this little device, and I would call them back. Now I give my cell phone number to everybody. I tell them, call me anytime. It's so funny. I had a client call me the other night. It was 10 o'clock, or actually a little after 10. He saw something on the 10 o'clock financial news, and he was nervous. I took the call.
Right.
Yeah, we don't work 9 to 5 in this business.
Yes. Look, there's a lot of information swirling around these days, and you're concerned about the banks and concerned about this and so forth. So, yeah. So 25 years ago, you walk around with a beeper looking like a doctor. We'll call you Dr. Phil. How do you like that? That's kind of funny. How does the technology now here and this year help you as far as, helping clients and retirement goals?
Well, I think there's a lot of information available. There's a lot of software programs that we use. I mean, it's in the name of the company, GPS. We have a guidance system to help people see where they've come, so where they are today, and where they can be in the future, and what that looks like. The amount of information that's available to our clients. In the past, you had to do research. It could take hours. Now, in a matter of minutes, you can go online, find out about a money manager, find out about a service. It's amazing the speed of technology, and it's made our clients more educated. I remember the retail store that used to say their slogan, "An educated consumer is our best customer." Well, yes. I changed that a little bit. It's an educated consumer is our best client. So it's
very
it's
true.
Great.
Yeah, what was that Sims? Yeah, that was Sims. Gosh, the commercials
were
different. Yeah. So in other words, you're educated, you know the pricing, and when you come to our retail store, you can get everything you need. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to A GPS of Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney. Our guest today is Phil from Mahoney Asset Management, the CFP, and all about retirement planning. And, you say retirement planning, people are like, oh, retirement planning. Like, yeah, I mean, you got to start somewhere. How about those people? How about some of our listeners who have children or grandchildren who really haven't been able to kind of think about retirement yet or put away towards retirement? How do you get someone kind of, how do you nudge them a little bit to get your, let's say, children or grandchildren involved in investing long term?
Yeah, great question, Ken. In what has happened is people get so caught up in the now in their daily lives. And if they haven't planned, obviously the best time to start would have been yesterday or years ago, but it's okay to start late. because better late than never. Right. The sooner you start what I like to call dollar cost averaging is you take a look at your budget, you figure out as a financial plan what you can put away on a weekly or monthly basis, and you invest systematically. And what that does is sometimes prices will be high. So if you're putting in the same dollar amount, you'll buy less shares. And then the price goes down, like we've seen a pullback in the market recently, that same dollar amount that you're putting in, you buy more shares. So the sooner you start, the better. And if you haven't, don't beat yourself up. It's okay. Life gets in the way. Now is a great time to start and plan for the future.
No, that's really good advice. So someone gets started, then they get started, they put some money in, and they start seeing losses. And then they say, yeah, you know what? I might as well just go out to dinner Friday night than lose in the market. I mean, how do you kind of, you know, counsel or help those people who, you know, putting away, doing the right thing and not getting results, at least short-term results, that is, and then somehow find themselves not, you know, not that excited about investing in the future?
Well, as a financial planner, I sometimes think that we are actually psychologists, because I tell people we did the research. We found out that this investment makes sense financially. You like the way it looked. If it's moving down, and if it's the only thing moving down, then we might have a problem. You know, the money manager left, there's changes with the company. But if it's moving down with the market, it's okay. We're buying it at a discount. Remember, because on day one, we like this investment. We like the strategy. We like the past performance, although that's not an indication of future. It's something we can look at. And if it's moving with the market, it's okay. So I kind of hold people's hand a little bit and say, we're not doing something wrong. It's moving with the market. It's okay. Let's stay the course. And we'll buy more shares as the price goes down.
Right. And that's good that you are, again, yes, there's the mechanics of the kind of using math and logic part of the brain. But again, psychologically is dealing with the other part of the brain says, okay, I know I should be doing this, but I'm emotionally attached and I keep seeing losses, and then you start feeling it. Well, we'll be right back right after these messages. Today's topic, retirement planning, from Phil from Mahoney Asset Management. We'll be right back right after these messages.
Hey, this is Mike Bennett. I want to talk to you about Ken Mahoney and his book, Not Your Father's Retirement. There's so much going on these days. It kind of reminds you of the song by Billy Joel, We Didn't Start the Fire, right? Russia, China, higher inflation, raising rates. I can't take it anymore. Where should you turn? Well, how about Ken Mahoney? For his book, Not Your Father's Retirement. Certainly not your father's world either. Each chapter builds on the next to put the pieces back like your father or mother's retirement was. The first 20 callers right now will get the book for free. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. This is Ken's most popular book. It's relatable and it's not filled with financial jargon to just make you more confused than you were before. If you listen to Ken's GPS for Your Finances Sunday mornings here on WHUD, this is a perfect companion to what he covers. Call for the book right now. Ken Mahoney's Not Your Father's Retirement, 845-371-0101. Here you go one last time, 845-371-0101 right now.
Welcome back to A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Heard every Sunday morning in Westchester and Hudson Valley right here on 100.7 WHUD. Today's topic, retirement planning. Phil from Mahoney Asset Management, certified financial planner, helping you kind of balance a psychological point of view. We just right before the break. I want to talk about my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. You just heard Mike Bennett talk about it. And sometimes you can join us, sometimes you can't. I think it's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. So here we go. Get a pen and paper together. 845-371-0101. Not Your Father's Retirement. Sells on Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99. But the early bird, that's you. The early bird gets the worm. Here we go. 845-371-0101. Of course, we'll be here with you every Sunday morning without fail at 6 a.m. And chances are, if you're out there these wee hours, you may be an essential worker. If you are, thank you, thank you, thank you for the great work that you do. And stay tuned for the Casey Show coming up next. Shine On, health and happiness shows up. So I kind of called it the healthy, wealthy, wise hour every Sunday morning from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. And I give the WHUD Hudson Valley Index Report every weekday morning. That's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. around 8:25 after the traffic on the famous, and I do mean famous, Mike and Casey show. And around 6 o'clock or so, we kind of take it back home there, Andy Bell show with Bill Kugel. You know that Southern accent. He'll give the national business news, what the indexes, Dow, S&P, NASDAQ did, or maybe what they didn't do. The local Hudson Valley business news, which has been a lot of news lately here in the Hudson Valley. And the Hudson Valley Index that we created for you. All the information, my TV appearance of this last week, podcasts, newsletters, all consolidated under MahoneyGPS.com. Go to the website, take a look. We'd love for you to join our newsletter list. Comes out every Tuesday evening. That's MahoneyGPS.com. And right back to today's program, retirement planning. Right before our break, Phil, you were discussing, you know, you play kind of half, I guess, investment advisor, half psychologist, because again, the markets do spook people out. I was likening it to a Bronco, Phil, like, you know, you're on a Bronco, it wants to knock you off over time. So when that Bronco comes in and starts knocking, you know, investors over, what type of words of encouragement or what do you try to do strategy wise to try to get them back on the Bronco again?
Well, you have to stay the course. A lot of people get scared and want to jump off the Bronco, but you can tame a Bronco. The markets move up and down. You know, you get on an elevator, you push a button, you don't always go to the floor that you wanted to first. Well, the same thing's true with retirement. It's not starting at, well, I guess we all start at zero.
That's a good point. I can't tell you how many times I go in the elevator, hit the wrong number, but it's a really good analogy because, yes, we all like to take the floor from one all the way up to, I guess, Empire State Building, 110, but it doesn't always work that way. But yeah, if you're younger though, Phil, and you're in your 30s, don't you welcome lower prices? If you're not going to retire for 30 years, I thought your goal is to try to lower prices to accumulate more shares at that level.
Absolutely. It's called timeline financial planning. So you look at where you are in your life, you look at where you want to get to, and if that's retirement, or if that's buying your first home, or if it's having a college fund for a child, all these things are different cycles that we go through on a personal level. What we do now is we take our funds and we invest them for that particular time in life. And there's going to be bumps in the road. It's not smooth sailing, just like you get on the elevator and you wanted to go up, it went down. You wanted the 50th floor, you're on 46 and then 47. And then
you're in the parking garage. Then
you're in the parking garage. Sometimes. That happens. So how many times if the doors open, you look out and say, oh, wow, I'm on the wrong floor, and you jump back in. Well, you have to stay in to get to where you want to go. And the same thing's true about the market, Ken.
Yeah, I think that's great. Great advice. Now, you know, in your background, you have a lot of insurance. And I would think, you know, when someone's younger, you know, having 2.2 kids, haven't put your kids yet through college and having a big mortgage, one would probably need a lot of life insurance. But then you get older and you're like, hey, kids are grown. They have their own families now. Mortgage paid off. Do I really need that life insurance? And then they start kind of thinking about long-term care. And, you know, I get these questions all the time because it's so expensive. Is it worth it? So can you kind of talk a little bit about insurance, you know, the transition from, again, a younger family to then a family approaching retirement, in retirement, and what insurance needs they may or may not need?
Sure. So as time goes on, the theory, and I'll call it a theory, is your insurance needs deplete, and you may need different types of insurance. So you mentioned long-term care. In the tri-state area right now, to be in a nursing home, one person, it could be anywhere from on the low end of $8,000 to $15,000 a month. That's crazy. Incredible. If you need the care, you know, what do? So I've had clients over the years, Ken, that have been millionaires. I mean, seven figures, and a nursing home comes along for one or two spouses, and it just slowly but surely, systematically depletes that money. So if somebody qualifies health-wise, long-term care may be an option. How you have your allocation of your investments is important, because some of those investments could actually go to pay the insurance. I've had people take investments and put it in to cover the premium. So they've kind of had their money grow and give them the protection that they need. If there are a lot of expenses that may be coming up in their life, they may need more insurance as they get older. If they don't need the life insurance, they may need different types of insurance.
Yeah, no, that's a great insight. And I know, like, some clients will call and say, Ken, oh my gosh, I'm still paying the premiums. I'm like, John, nice to hear from you. Okay. Your goal is not to, like, take the insurance account and you know, and use the insurance. You know, it's kind of a backup plan. But it's so funny how sometimes people call in and be like, oh, I still have my life insurance, still paying the premiums. And then I'm like, so nice to hear your voice. You know, like, that's the way it goes. You know, so after our next break, though, I'm going to dig in a little bit deeper afterwards and maybe how you can kind of tie in both, you know, between dividends and so forth. And we'll be right back after these messages with a GPS for your finances.
Let me tell those who are close to retirement age or who perhaps just handed in their retirement papers. I've got a free book offer for you right now from Ken Mahoney at Mahoney Asset Management. You see him all over TV on CNBC and Fox Business, but only here on the radio does he offer his book for free. And it's called A GPS for Your Retirement. And it's exactly like it sounds. It'll help you understand the volatility of the stock market. It's got a questionnaire at the end of the book. You fill that out and it shows you how to get from point A to point B, which is a healthy financial retirement. So you may be ready to hang up your work clothes, but do you have enough money to make it work? Well, here's the number to call right now for a free copy of Ken's book, A GPS for Your Retirement. 845-371-0101. The first 20 callers right now get the book for free. 845-371-0101. Ken Mahoney from Mahoney Asset Management. The book is called A GPS for Your Retirement. And if you'd like one, call right now. 845-371-0101.
Welcome back to A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Heard every Sunday morning in Westchester and Hudson Valley right here on 100.7 WHUD. You're in for a big treat today because we're talking about retirement planning with certified financial planner Phil, who's with Mahoney Asset Management and been in business for 25 years. But before we go back to the program, I want to talk about my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. Heard Mike Bennett just talk about it. We want to get a copy to you. The early bird gets the worm. That's right. The first 20 callers we'll get this book for free. That's 845-371-0101. So many times people say, I've been listening to you for 10 years, 15 years. I decided to call. Well, today, make that day. Here it is. Not Your Father's Retirement, a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. That's 845-371-0101. Stay tuned for the Casey Show coming up next, Shine On. And so every Sunday morning from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m., I've called it the Healthy, Wealthy, Wise Hour. Why not, right? And of course, the WHD Hudson Valley Index Report. I'm with you every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, all week long, every weekday, around 8:25 after the traffic on the Mike and Casey Show. Then on the way home, we got you covered there too. Andy Bales Show on WHD. Bill Kugel from Mahoney Asset Management. He'll break down the national business news, the indexes, the S&P, NASDAQ, local Hudson Valley business news, and the Hudson Valley Index. So we got you covered Monday through Friday. Saturday, we take a break, and here we are on Sunday morning presenting to you A GPS for Your Finances. All their information, educational articles, newsletters, my TV appearances, radio, podcasts, it's all consolidated at MahoneyGPS.com. Why GPS? We're trying to navigate you. There's so much information out there. Our goal is always try to simplify this complex financial world for you to take action. A lot of times you're in the headlight. I get it. There's so much jargon out there you may not understand. But that is our goal at MahoneyGPS.com. We put a newsletter out, by the way, every Tuesday evening. Sign up for that for free. Again, we're not like one of those people you call up and say, oh, gee, I'm going to get on a newsletter. And they hit you 8 times a day. How annoying is that, right? So just once a week, we put out a newsletter right there, MahoneyGPS.com. Now back to our program, retirement planning, right before the break. We're talking about long-term care and potentially using it if you're in good health, because anywhere in our area here, like $8,000, $15,000 a month, for a long-term care facility, and some of them not even that nice for that type of money. And you were just mentioning, Phil, like before the break, sometimes you can interchange it. You have some maybe stocks you're not taking dividends on, maybe take some dividends, and is that what you're kind of referring to? And then go get yourself a long-term care or some other ways within your investments so you're not necessarily writing checks out, because that doesn't feel so good writing checks out for a premium payment.
That's right, Ken. You know, it's cash flow management. You pay your electric bill every month, right? Otherwise, they would cut off your electric. Hopefully, you see your doctor every year. It's systematic. Well, you can call me the money doctor. I was actually working on my doctorate in business. And
you are Dr. Phil. See, I was right. We called you Dr. Phil.
Yeah, well, I'd rather be called the money doctor than Dr. Phil. When you hear Dr. Phil, you think of a TV show. So right. I'd rather be the money doctor. And you need to go for checkup. I mean, if you have small children, you bring them to the doctor more than once a year. Well, just because we're older doesn't mean that we shouldn't also have a checkup with our finances. And you put together a dream team. I love speaking to my client's CPA or their attorney, or if they have an insurance advisor. You know, and there's so many. I mean, you have health insurance, you have life insurance, you have long-term care, you have property casualty. So you put together a team and you do these checkups to make sure that your planning is on target. You know, it used to be, Ken, they would say, you know, buy and hold or set it and forget it. That's not true. With technology and information being so readily available, sometimes you need to fine tune your portfolio. And it's so important. And we neglect it sometimes.
Set and forget it. You're saying be a little bit more active and, you know, have that quarterly call or Zoom call or meeting, whatever the case is, a lot more, I guess, touches because of the volatility. And I guess, Phil, to your point, it used to be you have a bull market for 9 years, a bear market for 3 years. And now it's like a bull market for 6 months, a bear market for 9 months. Like everything is like consolidated.
Absolutely. We all need checkups and we all need to have communication, and which is why, you know, my cell phone is on, you know, almost 24/7. I do try to get 5 or 6 hours sleep in there. But if somebody wants to call it. You may have them down to speak to them, you know, every 6 months, 9 months, a year, but get a financial checkup. That's what GPS is all about. Are you on target? Are you doing the right thing?
Are you on course? Are you off course? No. And then that's the language that we use. And, you know, Phil, that makes it, cause you know, like a lot of people say, oh, you know, let's say they start a 401k plan and our listeners, you know, may have a 401k plan, a 403b plan. And early on, they get a piece of paper, this before, let's say digital, and you kind of check a couple of boxes and you forget about it for like 25 years. But that's not the way to do it. You should be looking at it a couple of times a year and making adjustments. Maybe the initial boxes that you checked worked in, you know, 2012 and are not working now. So how do you reconcile kind of those factors? And we're so busy, but yet we got to see the ear doctor, we got to see the foot doctor, we got to get our dentist. And now you're saying, I can go see Phil a few times a year?
Absolutely. I mean, with today's technology, Ken, we could do it on the phone. We could do it in Zoom. We can do it in person. We could meet at a diner. We could meet in the office. We're readily available.
Think about like scrambled eggs management. I'm sorry. Scrambled eggs this early in the morning. Thank you for that. But it is still true. So it's not set it, forget it, which is an old thing. It really is kind of looking at it, reallocating and, you know, some really great advice. So we're about ready to wrap up here. Again, anyone that wants to speak to Phil directly, go to MahoneyGPS.com. His bio's there. You click it and you can have a great exchange with him. He is our Dr. Phil, though not the Dr. Phil, because he is certified financial planner, Mahoney Asset Management. And it always gives great advice that actually really kind of, it's not only about investments. It's, as you mentioned earlier, psychology, trying to understand the markets and not get spooked off and not get knocked off like a Bronco would knock you up. Phil, thank you for your time.
Hey, Ken, I appreciate it. I'm so excited to be with you this morning, and I look forward to hearing from some of our clients and our clients-to-be. Thanks so much.
Thank you. And until next week, we hope you have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous one.
You've been listening to A GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the president and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a weekly paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent any guarantee of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of 100.7 WHUD or PAML Broadcasting. If you've missed previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances, you can listen to them anytime by visiting WHUD.com. Ken will answer your questions next week. Just send him an email, ken@mahoneygps.com, and listen for the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. right here on 100.7 WHUD.